On radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's the SBS Weekend Edition in Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Araw ng Linggo, ika-isa ng Abril taong 2018. Maraming salamat kay Louis Tolentino sa paghatid ng mga balita ngayong umaga. Claudette Centeno, kaligso po inyong makakasamang muli ngayong Sunday. Happy Easter po sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig. At live din po tayong napapanood sa ating Facebook page sa SBS Filipino. Hello po sa lahat ng mga nakatutok sa atin sa SBS Filipino. At magiging espesyal po ang ating umaga ngayong weekend dahil tayo po ay sasamahan ng ating mga bisita sa natitirang oras ng ating programa. Kilalanin muna natin sila. Ang una nating bisita, tinapos niya ang kanyang Master's in Museology, Major in Education, sa isang Fulbright Scholarship sa University of Florida at ang kanyang Bachelor sa Philippines Arts, Major in Arts Management sa UP naman. At kabilang siya sa iba't ibang aspeto ng museum, cultural work sa Pilipinas at sa Amerika simula ng 1998. At ito pa, recipient ng Melbourne International Research Scholarship. At ang kanyang pananaliksik ay tungkol sa museum education, visitor studies and evaluation, pedagogy and space for schools, at ang presidente ng Filipino-Australian Students Council ng Victoria, Ethel Villafranca. Good morning, Ethel!
Good morning, Claudette! At good morning rin sa ating mga tagapakinig. Happy Easter!
Happy Easter! Salamat sa iyong oras.
Walang anuman.
Ayan.
Happy to be here.
Oo. Grabe yung achievement mo, Ethel. Parang hindi ko malunok yung laway ko sa dami. Mamaya alamin natin kung bakit mahilig mag-aral si Ethel. Nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino Weekend Edition at ating oras, alas 10:52 ng umaga. At kilalaan naman natin ang ating guest host ngayong umaga, ngayong Linggo, na talagang pumunta dito sa SBS para masamahan tayo sa ating Sunday edition. Ethel! Ayan.
Hi! Maraming salamat sa pagtanggap. Na-curious talaga ako kasi sabi niya, nag-post si Claudette. Kailangan ko ng guest co-host. Siyempre, taas kagad ako ng kamay, di ba?
Napansin ko lang sa autobiography mo, Ethel. Grabe, ang dami mong achievements. Talagang mahilig ka mag-aral. What fascinates you about studying?
It's learning. Mm. It's not really the studying per se.
Mm-mm.
Ako'y natural na curious na tao.
Mm-hmm.
I like learning.
Mm-hmm.
Learning new things, rediscovering new knowledge, previous knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi ko inasahan. Nung bata ako, tamad ako mag-aral.
Wow.
Up until nag-college ako, I never thought I'd be pursuing a master's, yet let alone a PhD.
Yeah.
So, wala talaga akong interest mag-aral. Pero kasi depende, kasi hindi ako traditional learner. And that's what I found out nung nag-aaral ako ng master's ko, na hindi ako traditional learner.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ako yung tipong nauupo, tapos lecturean mo, tapos may intindihan ko siya. I am a experiential learner.
Kailangan so, mo experience
na experience
mo, nagagawa mo siya.
Ginagawa ko siya. Mas gusto ko yon. Hindi ako yung nagbabasa lang sa libro and then maiintindihan ko na siya. Na-realize ko yan nung nagkolehiyo ako.
Mm-hmm.
Would you believe it? Inambisyon ko dati maging doctor, medical doctor, not what I'm trying to do now. Pero nag-aral muna ako ng Philippine Research, so Philippine Arts. I fell in love with the topic. I fell in love with the Filipino culture.
Mm.
Gustong-gusto ko yung mga inaaral namin.
Mm.
And that's where it all started.
Mm. So, after mo kumuha ng degree ng Philippine Arts, you then mastered museology.
Yes. So,
parang napaka-rare ito, no?
In the Philippines, yes. That's why I had to go to the US.
Mm.
So I worked for 10 years. So I worked with Ayala Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Robinson Children's Library. And then I went to the US. No, meron munang side trip sa Singapore to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did my master's in museology, specializing in museum education. Walang museum studies sa Pilipinas.
Yep.
So that was the reason why I had to go to the US to study. And then I came back. Worked again sa museum. I worked for Lopez Museum. And yung thesis ko, nung master's ko, kinonvert namin siya. Yung thesis ko was how to create classroom museums in the Philippines.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga, tayo, wala tayong kamalayan ng benepisyo ng museums.
Mm-hmm.
Maraming bata, sadly, maraming kabataan, marami tayong kababayan na hindi makakatapak sa museum. For economic and for other reasons. So I figured, bakit hindi dalhin ang museum sa classroom?
Mm.
Okay. So pag-uwi ko, I wanted to do that. I wanted to pursue that project. Pero hindi nag... It didn't come into fruition.
Mm.
Wala kasing nag-take on. So kailangan natin ng budget, diba?
Yeah.
But it was turned into something else. So nag-run kami ng... We got funding from UNESCO to run 3 national workshops for Filipino workers in the Philippines. Kasi nga, on the premise na kulang tayo sa training and opportunities for Filipino museum workers.
Mm.
So yung training na yon na 3 taon, it will now be published. It's coming out as a book, as a manual for managing museums in the Philippines.
Wow!
Yeah, it's been forthcoming for the last 2 years. So, pero lalabas na daw siya this month.
Mm. Apart from doing those things, what are you doing here in Australia?
Aside
sa pag-aaral.
Yes. Oh. So, I am currently pursuing my PhD at the University of Melbourne. But I'm also currently the president of FASCO. So, FASCO is the Filipino-Australian Student Council of Victoria. Isa siya sa mga unang statewide na Filipino student organization sa buong Australia. It was started by mga scholars noong 2012 pa. So medyo matagal-tagal na kami. Yung mga informal gathering, finormalize nila on the premise na we wanted to provide a community for Filipino students and Filipino-Australian students and a link between the students and the community.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to 2017-2018 when I took office, we put in place more projects and programs. Mm-hmm. So program-based kami.
So yung mga estudyanteng nais maging parte ng FASCO,
it's
possible.
Right? It is possible. Ang mga estudyante at saka mga dating estudyante. Kasi we are open to engaging with the community. So meron kami mga titos and titas of FASCO. At meron rin kaming mga associate members. So kung gusto nilang magmiembro, maaari silang pumunta sa www.fascovic.org. Mm. Nandun yung information on how to become a member, what the benefits are of being a member. Sobrang cheap. $10. For $10, meron kaming recent post, saan makakarating ang $10 mo, malayo ang mararating ng $10 mo sa FASCO because bukod sa friendship and community support, we also conduct training programs. Katatapos lang namin ng introduction to living and studying in Melbourne. Let's face it, kahit na ako nag-aral na sa ibang bansa, it took me a while to adjust to living and studying here. Iba-iba kasi eh. And we take we learn from those who are already here, who have already been studying. So they share. So it's a sharing community. That's primarily what FASCO is all about.
Thank you, Ethel. Ang dami ko natutunan. Mukhang kulang talaga yung oras natin, pero mag-aalas 11 na. Maraming salamat sa pagbahagi mo ng
maraming
iyong experience being a PhD, graduating soon.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Next year. Hopefully.
All the best sa iyong pag-aaral. And thank you din sa ating bandang Rocksmith.
Salamat din po for being here.
Ayan. Sana makabalik kayo muli dito sa SBS Filipino.
Salamat, kapatid.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Siyempre sa lahat na nakatutok sa SBS Filipino page, maraming salamat po sa inyong panonood sa atin at sa pakikinig po sa SBS Filipino. Nagdaan naman po ang isang oras sa mga balita at musika dito sa SBS. At siyempre, maraming salamat sa inyong lahat. Claudette Centeno, kaligso po ang inyong tingkod. Abangan muli bukas ang SBS Filipino alas 10 ng umaga. At sa ngalan ng aming mga kasamahan dito sa SBS at sa bumubuo ng SBS Filipino, kami po ay bumabati sa lahat ng Happy Easter Sunday and to God be the glory. Maraming salamat. Bye!